Imagine making the decision to end your life, only to have a stranger discover your suicide plan and make an unexpected proposition. Give them 9 days to change your mind. This is the reality facing Lily Heaven Reyes, whose name carries a cruel irony given that her existence feels like fucking hell. After 5,840 days of suffering, she's meticulously planned her exit from this world, documenting her final thoughts in a mint green notebook. When hockey star Colin Carter accidentally finds this goodbye book at the university ice rink, he makes a split-second decision that will alter both their lives. Rather than reporting Lily to counselors, he approaches her directly with a counteroffer, 14 days to show her life's beauty. They negotiate down to 9 days, with Lily maintaining her right to one final day to drown in self-sorrow. What begins as Colin's desperate attempt to save a stranger evolves into something neither anticipated, creating both urgency and intimacy as Colin races against time while Lily struggles with unexpected feelings that complicate her carefully planned departure. Lily's depression originates from a severe family fracture. 16 years ago, her parents' divorce separated her from her twin brother, Aaron. Their mother took Lily while their father raised Aaron, forbidding contact between them. This separation created deep emotional wounds. Even in college, the twins maintained their relationship in secret. Family dysfunction runs deep. Lily's mother once cruelly declared, "You shouldn't have been born, Lily," and called both twins little shits. Colin carries his own trauma. His older brother, Aiden, died by suicide when Colin was 19, coinciding with his sister Ira's leukemia diagnosis. Aiden left hints that Colin missed. Though Ira survived, Colin bears immense guilt, telling Lily, "I could have prevented it." These parallel family traumas forge a profound connection between Lily and Colin. Both understand the unique pain of sibling loss and carry the weight of family fractures that shaped them. Throughout their 9 days, language functions as both barrier and bridge between Lily and Colin. He calls her Mi Sol, Spanish for my son, a term Colin's sister explains came from his deceased brother. If you find someone that makes you want to rip your heart out and hand it to that person, they're your son. This creates a poignant link between Colin's past loss and present love. Spanish becomes Colin's refuge for expressing feelings he can't voice in English. When he finally admits, "I fell in love with you," it marks a breakthrough. Their physical touch evolves into another language, culminating in Colin's Lily tattoo over his heart, a permanent declaration beyond words. What remains unspoken carries equal weight. Lily's suicide plan creates tension even in joyful moments. When she finally writes Colin a letter expressing her feelings, it represents honest communication without dark humor's shield. In their relationship, speaking truthfully about pain becomes as essential as expressing love. Ice skating serves as the novel's central metaphor for both trauma and healing. For Lily, figure skating was once her passion and escape, a freedom abandoned as depression deepened. The ice rink becomes symbolically charged, where Colin finds Lily's notebook, where the twins maintained their bond through weekly skate dates, and where Lily ultimately rediscovers herself. When Colin convinces Lily to return to the ice in her old costume, the moment transforms her. Initial fear gives way to muscle memory, creating "like a sunrise inside me," warmth, comfort, passion, and love flooding back as Lily reconnects with her authentic self. For the twins, ice was their only connection during forced separation. Aaron pursued hockey while Lily chose figure skating, yet they united during secret Sunday meetings. When Lily performs a perfect let's jump after years away, it symbolizes her potential for recovery without magically curing her. Depression doesn't simply vanish because you do what you once loved, but offers a glimpse of possibility. Instead of conventional therapy, Colin designs experiences to reawaken Lily's connection to life. Their journey begins with a hilltop sunrise where Lily screams her frustrations into the air. "The release feels incredible, like lifting a heavy weight off my chest." Coffee at the Retro Diner becomes their spot, establishing normalcy in her emotional chaos. At a plate-smashing venue, Lily writes her mother's cruel words on plates before shattering them. This physical destruction of painful memories releases long internalized emotions. After breaking 21 plates representing years of pain, she gradually appears lighter. Throughout these experiences, Colin films Lily for their class project about life and its beauty, documenting her journey and capturing moments of joy she might not recognize. Colin's approach is unique in his refusal to judge her suicidal thoughts. Instead of reporting her, he creates space for her agency while introducing alternatives. This respect for her autonomy, even when he disagrees with her choice, proves more effective than forced intervention. Lily expertly conceals her suffering. She maintains her academic life, manages social interactions, and presents a composed exterior that masks her internal agony. Her performance is so convincing that even her roommate remains unaware of her depression's severity. Gray, Colin's roommate, notices this directly, observing how easily she pretends to be okay when inventing roommate troubles rather than revealing suicidal thoughts. Her journal entries reveal the exhaustion of this constant performance. "I'm exhausted from pretending to be cheerful while breaking inside." This gap between external presentation and internal reality creates profound isolation. Depression alters Lily's perception of time and possibility. She hasn't planned beyond her death date, confessing, "I don't know how to live, smile, laugh, or be happy." She uses a powerful metaphor for her suicidal thoughts. Imagine watching a TV logo bounce around the screen, waiting for it to hit the corner. Imagine that corner being relief. Eventually, you give up. "That's what my life feels like." The novel explores whether love alone can sustain life through Lily's journey, offering nuanced perspectives rather than simplistic answers. Colin creates moments of joy, but these aren't enough to resolve her depression. Lily's breakthrough comes when realizing suicide merely transfers pain to others. The thought of Colin heartbroken because he failed again becomes unbearable. When choosing life, Lily acknowledges ongoing challenges. Colin didn't heal her wounds, but held her together like tape, giving her strength to seek professional help. She recognizes that while pain persists, it's on us to decide whether or not we will let it consume us. The novel avoids suggesting romantic love magically cures mental illness. Lily enters a mental hospital, understanding professional help is necessary. In the epilogue, she leaves early for Colin's hockey game, suggesting recovery involves re-engaging with life. Their film shows true beauty includes both pain and happiness. What if our darkest moments aren't the end, but another chapter? Sometimes reasons to continue come unexpectedly, a reunion, a rediscovered passion, or someone fighting for your life when you've surrendered.